The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and we want to welcome you back to our show. Coming off the amazing success of last week's Mamma Mia production by the Taconic Theater Department, we are excited to be joined today by Vince Martin and two cast members, Anna and Jack. We're excited to ask about the production and the wonderful reviews that they have received for the three official performances from this past weekend. So welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us. Great to have you here. Are you here?
Yes.
Right? Oh, good, good. Yeah, I'm just making sure. Sorry. I looked up and, you know, I wasn't sure. thanks. It is really great to have. I was able to go, I think, Saturday night, the last performance, right? And it was amazing. And it was really, it's wrong to say I wasn't expecting that. But just because knowing probably everything coming in partway through the year and all of that stuff, you just didn't know what could be accomplished in that amount of time. And it was absolutely amazing. So I just want to congratulate all of you on what you've done. It was really phenomenal. And let's kind of kick it off with Ms. Martin. And you've just, you know, you've already achieved legendary status by starting at Taconic partway through the year, producing one of the best musicals in recent memory. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you came to take on the theater director role?
Yeah, I am originally from Chicago, Illinois-ish, and I graduated college in December, and I was kind of searching around, and I knew that I wanted to move somewhere, and where that ended up was right here in Pittsfield, mm-hmm. And I'm very happy that I did. I have been doing theater since I was probably a foot high, most of the time on stage, but during college, my college years, I have focused more on the like technical side of theater, the directing side of theater. And then my very first day, I came here, I moved in on Thursday night, I signed my contract on Friday, and I came in toward the school. And Ryan Saborn took me to the honors course class. Mm-hmm. Was that it? I was like,
yeah.
And I walked in and they were like, can we do a musical? Those are the first words out mm-hmm. of their mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Yes, we can. And then we did. And
you sure did.
And then we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, it's just what an amazing story just to think that, you know, what month did you start again?
January.
So now, I mean, it was really almost, I guess it's halfway through the year, yeah. But just, I mean, most times, like, you would already have had to be here in September to think about getting the licensing rights, mm-hmm. all those things, and do so much planning before you would even get going with it. And you just started in January. So that's yeah. phenomenal. Yeah. Let's kind of move on to our two cast members. First, Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself and why. Let me start differently. What role did you play in Mamma Mia?
I played Sophie in Mamma Mia.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to join this year's cast.
Yeah. So I've done theater in Pittsfield since I was 8 years old with the local community theater, Berkshire Theater Group. But when I started at Taconic, the old theater teacher retired and we didn't really have a lot of options. But mm-hmm. I was really glad when I met Miss Martin on that Friday in chorus class. And I believe the first thing I said to her was, can we do Mamma Mia?
True. Oh, because, so it was a pointed
yes.
request, huh?
When I called Mr. Saborn to accept the job, I was like, what are your thoughts about doing Mamma Mia for the show?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they said that, me and mm-hmm. him were like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
This is like perfect.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Me and Tiffin and Mia, a couple other cast members, we had been like talking about it for basically the whole year when we found out we would get a theater teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it was planned from the beginning.
Yeah. Cool. So Jack, what role did you play?
I was Sam.
One of the three questionable fathers.
Questionable. Correct. There's nothing questionable about us. we're very
Go ahead.
Very respectable.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you joined the cast.
Well, I also have been doing theater since I was young. I've done a whole lot of stuff, and I've also been doing music since I was very young, and I've always enjoyed musical theater, but I've never actually been in the cast of a musical theater production, so I thought this was, you know, a great opportunity to not only have fun, but also, you know, take part in a musical theater production.
Yeah. You guys looked like you were having fun.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I think that was part of what made it work was it really seemed like you guys were enjoying it up there, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So playing Anna, playing Sophie, Sophie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me what your experience was like kind of getting into that role.
It was so great. Sophie has been like a dream role since I was really little because I loved the Mamma Mia movie growing up. And like my mom always told me that I would play the perfect Sophie.
Wait, can I stop you for a second? Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen the like on Broadway or?
I did not get a chance to see it on Broadway.
Oh. Okay.
It closed, I think, when I was 9. I remember my mom and sister wanted to see it. And
I saw it a month before it closed, my sophomore year of high school.
Wow.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Please go on. I want to come back to the movie thing in a little bit, but please keep going.
No, yeah. It was a like huge dream role of mine, so I'm really grateful that I got to play it. And I think it was fun because she's very different to my personality. I think she's very like soft and sweet, and it was nice to kind of have that relaxing kind of role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the role of Sam. Jack, tell us about what it was like to get into that.
Well, once the cast list came out, everyone was like, "Yeah, that's what we expected. You're Sam." Yeah.
You were typecasted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure exactly what that means because, you know, he's a 40-year-old guy and he's the center of all of the conflict.
Yeah, but
the
if
show.
I take any student in the school that I would think who's a 40-year-old guy, I'd probably take
it. It would be you. It would 100% be you.
Yes. Good thing we're not on camera right now. You could see his look at me.
Thanks.
I mean that in a really good, responsible
way. No. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Sam's also like he's the center of all of the conflict in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Every little bit of conflict is just because of me, and that's kind of I mean that can be fun. That can be a lot.
And do you think that's the way it works? Like were you casted that way because in real life, all the conflict tends to hover around you? Or
I walked right into this one. No, but it's
Okay.
I see my questions being answered for me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm asking this like in the middle of prom season too.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going with the fifth. I didn't think I go for a podcast that pleading the fifth was even a thing.
Yeah, here I am.
That, huh? There you are.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back at Up on Taconic, and we are joined by theater director Ms. Martin and two of the Mamma Mia cast members, Anna and Jack. So let's continue to talk a little bit about even the rehearsals and the production itself. Let's start with Jack. Jack, how did you collaborate with the other actors and the director to bring the play to life, the musical to life?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, we're all, like, the actors, we're all working together on stage, you know, to create the show. And, like, specifically in, my scenes with Donna, so Tiffin, we didn't really have much blocking for that. So, you know, we didn't have, like, oh, you're going to go here on this line. Mm-hmm. It was just, we were just kind of feeling it out and just doing what we thought was right, which was... It's not like your usual way of doing theater because, you know, usually it's a lot more structured than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it, I don't know, it feels almost more natural to do it that way. And that's, yeah, collaboration, yes.
Did you find for a lot of that that you were doing less blocking and choreography and more natural movements?
What do you mean, like, for those scenes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, I mean, it helps, yes. So it helps that, you know, it was just the two of us in those scenes. Because when you have a lot more people, you can't really do that as much, because then people are going every which way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, we just kind of feel, oh, what is my character feeling in this moment? And how would a person going through this genuinely react?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anna, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think Miss Martin made a really great environment for us to kind of just be ourselves. And, like, especially when it was more fun scenes where we could be, like, friendly with each other, she kind of played off of our actual personalities and how we interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially because, like, the characters in Mamma Mia feel so real, it was really great that we could, like, bring in our own personalities to our characters and kind of just have that natural reaction on stage.
Yeah, great. So, Ms. Martin, kind of give us the dirt here. What challenges and fun did you find kind of along the way as a director?
Oh, I think the biggest challenge was just, which one? I think for us, this musical is very, very dance heavy. And I have a friend who flew out here on his college spring break to choreograph the show. And then we had two snow days.
All right.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, I got sick. And so we actually choreographed the show in its entirety in about 3 days.
Wow.
Which a lot of people don't realize. And of course, we like adjusted and we're tweaking things as the time went on. But most of the blocking was done in 3 days, which
was that's fast.
Insane. And I think the other thing was just balancing what has been happening in the past versus like my newer ideas to theater, because theater here is different than it is in Illinois. And even though it's the same concept, like high school theater looks different in both places. And so how do I put my Midwestern flair on it and that kind of thing?
Can you, not to put you on the spot, but can you give me some example of how one thing that might be different or how you might do it differently there versus here?
Yeah, I think it was more just the level of commitment that I required of them. So all the students had to have, not only they could not fail a single class to be a part of the production.
That's good. Yeah.
But they also were there a lot.
Yeah.
I asked a lot of them, and that's something that I have found throughout my experience with high schools, that some high schools don't require that, don't require the academic requirement.
Yeah.
But something I really push and strive for with them is that, like, you're a student performer and you will always be a student first. And you have to pass your classes and you have to be a responsible leader in the school to be able to do these fun things. Because if you can't do what you need to do, then you can't have that extra stuff too.
Yeah, that's good. And I think that's an ideology that I really can get on board with, because I do struggle, whether it comes to things like this or with athletics or something, seeing people put all of their time into the other thing and then end up really struggling academically. And I think it's kind of our job, right, to kind of keep them kind of balanced with both of them. So
that's great.
Yeah. So let me kind of throw the same question to all three of you, Anna. We'll start with you on this one. But as the musical evolves through rehearsals and into the performances, did the performances change or evolve kind of over time? And if so, how did you adapt to those changes?
Definitely. Yeah. Like Ms. Martin said, we learned the bulk of choreography in just a couple days. So, and like some people weren't there every day. And, you know, there was a lot of, we had to rehearse in the gym, actually. We couldn't rehearse on the stage for multiple reasons.
The fire curtain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was very different when we actually got our stage and when Carpentry gave us most of our set. We had a lot of readjusting to do, but I think everyone adapted pretty well and we kind of just had to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, good. Jack, how about you?
Yeah. Was Dance Week fun?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were there.
Because that was something I did. I took part in that.
In Dance Week?
Is don't let him lie to you.
Yeah, don't.
Okay. You're such a liar.
I wasn't there. I was gone.
So when we go back to the other part where we just like kind of was winging it on the choreography and stuff, was that because you just didn't show up? Is that what it was?
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I mean, I you guys, when I came back, because I was on vacation that week because my brother was also out of college, when I came back, everyone was like, oh, Jack, you're in so much trouble. You have so much to learn. And then we redid most of what we did in Dan's Week anyway.
That's not how it happened. Okay.
We redid a lot of it. And we went over it enough for me to learn it pretty easily.
We went over it enough for you to learn it.
Right.
And we also redid a lot of it.
Yeah. And we redid
this
a lot
is
of
turning
it.
Into like a Jersey Shore episode.
It is.
Yeah. Also with, you know, the performances changing and evolving, I noticed, I think it was on opening night, mm-hmm. there were just small little things that I was doing differently. Mm-hmm. I think purely because of the feedback of having an audience actually there.
Yeah, which is, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, for the whole rehearsal time leading up to the production time leading up to the show, you never have an audience. You never have people, you never have live bodies in the seats reacting to what you're doing. And simply having that just changes the way you're thinking and the way you do things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I had kind of experience in another school. I used to have a director that when I was tech directing a show, and our director would sit there in the middle of the audience and laugh at everything and applaud everything. And I was almost like, what's up with her? Like, why would she do that? And then I finally asked her, I'm like, do you really think this stuff is funny over and over? And like, and she was like, no, I want them to hear what the response will probably be and for how long so that they can kind of adjust their timing to all that. And I thought that was just, I don't know if you do things like that or if you encourage people who are watching, but I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing. I don't think she did it right away, but I think as we were getting closer to Tech Week, it was kind of like, okay, you should expect laughter here and you have to pause for a second and you should expect maybe applause here for a little while. And I thought that was kind of cool because that does, you have to adjust, right?
I mean, I really had to adjust on the fly. I think it was the night of the invited dress rehearsal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and in the second act, at the very beginning, Sam, my character, he has these bagpipes.
Oh,
and we weren't able to get bagpipes.
And I was gonna say, I don't recall.
There weren't bagpipes.
Okay. No.
And so I'm backstage doing my quick change, and I just hear the sound of a tambourine from on stage.
Yeah.
And I turn. I think I turned to. It was either it was either Jefferson, Owen, or both of them. And I'm like, are my bagpipes a tambourine now? And so I finish my quick change. I go out, and it's time for me to go out on stage. And I just see sitting where my bagpipes are supposed to be a tambourine.
Yeah. That's so different, huh?
Yeah. And so I have to change the line on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you kept my tambourine. And so after the show, Miss Martin comes up to me and says, yeah, so what was it, like halfway through the first act?
I was sitting there and I was at invited dress. I'm like, oh, this is going so well. And I was like, oh my God, I never got the bagpipes. And like everything else we had gotten and everything had been taken care of. And it had been the one prop we had been searching for because bagpipes are expensive to buy. Sure. And like, I was like, does anybody own bagpipes? And everyone's like, no, that's an odd request.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, you know what? I'm going to break into the band room and I'm going to see what they have. And so it was either a tambourine or a triangle. And I chose tambourine.
Yep. Well, it worked.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I bought it.
I have to say, the line, you kept my tambourine, just doesn't, not as hearty as you kept my bagpipes.
Right.
Yeah.
Funny.
Also, bagpipes scare away unwanted visitors.
So does a tambourine. Shake it in your face. You'll be scared.
Yeah.
Have you heard bagpipes?
Have you heard a tambourine?
Yes.
An angry tambourine?
Have you heard angry bagpipes? Yes, because they're all angry.
So, Ms. Martin, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you thought the show evolved?
Yeah. I think that there was a day that after rehearsal, I went home and I was like, okay, this is where we're at. And it wasn't bad, but I knew that all of them could feel it. That like we were at this like weird mix between we're either going to be really, really great or this is just going to be good. Yeah. And we went home, and the very next day that I saw them and we were at rehearsal and we did a run through, there was a moment where they don't know any of this. They were singing Thank You for the Music, and I just started to tear up. because it was like finally that point where like they didn't need the note anymore. They didn't need the correction.
Yeah.
Like they were in it and they bought it. And I think that's why so much of the feedback that we've gotten has just like, it was great because they wanted it to be great.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, I cannot say enough how hard these kids worked on this production and the amount of time and dedication that they put into it. And so I think as like Thursday's invited dress and then Friday's sold out audience every night, it just got better and better and better because they loved being there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what mattered the most.
It really showed. And, you know, I think by the time I was there on the last night, it just seemed, I don't know, it just really seemed like a show that you guys were really enjoying yourselves through. Yeah.
They're like a little family.
Yeah.
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 They act like a family, but they are a little little family.
And I think that happens, right? That always seems to be part of a production is that if you can come through and feel that bond and that closeness in the end, that's an experience that you can't get anywhere else in high school, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Let's take one more quick break and we'll be right back. And again, welcome back to Up on Taconic and our guest, Ms. Martin and Anna and Jack. We are talking about the recent success of the Taconic musical Mamma Mia. So the house was pretty much sold out for almost the entire run. You must have really been pleased with that turnout. And of course, the amazing reaction that at least I experienced the night that I went. In terms of just kind of audience, we've already kind of talked about this a little bit, so maybe we're kind of repeating ourselves a little bit, but starting with Jack, how, like the audience's reaction, not just the timing, but did it really kind of like influence your energy? Did it influence just, was it just night and day versus say a dress rehearsal?
Yeah. Having an audience there always changes how an actor does something. Like, I'm just trying to think if I can think of any specific examples, but just the way like I would say lines, I just noticed being slightly different, like in between the invited dress rehearsal and opening night.
Mm-hmm.
I would just phrase things, but like emphasize different parts of a line differently.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the energy that an audience has just absolutely changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Anna, how about you?
Yeah, definitely opening night was insane. We were sold out and there were so many like teenagers in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like other schools, like Wacona High School, they had done Mamma Mia earlier in the year.
Right.
And I think 20 people from their show came to see ours and they were all sitting in the front.
Yeah.
And I didn't wear my glasses in the show, but I could kind of make out that they were there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone was just so supportive. It was really great. And like coming out afterwards to a full audience instead of just like the empty cafeteria.
Yeah. Yeah.
So different.
Sure.
Yeah. It was really great having a full audience like that.
Cool. Ms. Martin, what was your reaction to the audience reaction?
It was really exciting for other people to get so proud of the work that they had been doing. Cause I'd been sitting on our little gem for a couple days and like some people had seen it and they're like, we're so excited. And then afterwards they were just like, we are blown away. Yeah. Like so many people are like, I knew our school was talented, but that was incredible. And it was very nice to know that like the work that they did and like I had put in just really, it really paid off.
Yeah. Well, I had a hunch about how good this was going to be on Friday morning when I started seeing the faculty that had gone to the Thursday night dress rehearsal and started going, you need to stop, you need to reevaluate your weekend, and you need to go to this thing. And I knew just by from the emphasis of how it was, those emails were worded, that this was different. There was something special that was happening this weekend. And being a part of many, many musicals where people kind of give that sort of kind, like, oh, that was really good. This was different. The people meant what they were saying about how good this thing was. And I think that must have been, you know, and you could feel that in the audience. I could feel the audience wanting to stand up after certain numbers, knowing that this is probably not the right place for a standing ovation, but I sure would like to do it. And every now and then someone did pop up in the middle of the show because they just couldn't help themselves, you know? So that's just great. So let's kind of move on to just our last question, Anna. I want to start with you with this one. You've given us some good moments. All of you have given us some good moments. give me one other moment that really stands out that is just a great memory.
Okay. It was the beginning of Tech Week, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, and we had gotten our mics for the first time. Mm-hmm. And everyone was putting their mics on, and it was, I think it was the first time that we had like someone working the soundboard as well with like the big speakers and everything. So we could actually hear our music, because most of the time we just used the speakers that were already in the house and they were a lot quieter.
Yep.
And everyone was just getting their mics on and like scream singing all of these songs, like without caring if we sounded good. We were all like half dressed, half makeup, and just dancing. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Well, and I was—I haven't said this yet, but is it Rob who did sound for you? Mm-hmm. As a sort of a recovering sound engineer, that sound was amazing. It really—I mean, you could hear every dialogue line. Mm-hmm. You could like the singing was perfectly balanced with it. That doesn't happen in high schools. You know what I mean? Like, and there was good mic technique. I can't tell you how many times I've been part of a production where someone's got their body mic on and they walk off and go, "That was horrible," and they don't realize that they haven't gotten to mute status yet. And none of that, I mean, at least for the performance I saw, none of that happened. It was really great mic technique. You knew how to use your mics, and he knew how to mix you. And that really was, sonically, it just came through as something that was much, much higher than your typical high school production, I thought. So, Jack, how about you for a standout moment?
Well, I think a standout moment. Do I mention it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So, which night was it? Was it opening
night? Yeah.
Opening night.
Yeah.
Opening night. Act one ends. We're all like, yeah, that was really good. And so the dads and I were all getting changed into our tuxes for the top of act two.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over to the rack where my tux is, and so I look, and I'm going to tell us the exact way I told, like, please, my parents and everything, the whole story. So, okay. So I'm going to give you an inventory of everything that should be there. There should be a coat, two shirts, a tie, a pair of pants, and my shoes. When I get there, there is a coat, a shirt, a tie, and my shoes.
Lacking the lower apparel.
Lacking the pants and the second shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is important for the story to note that we got all these, we were loaned all these tuxes for free by Tux Express. They were very generously.
Yeah, Jared, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tux Express, by the way. They loaned us all these tuxes to use for the show. So here I am missing my very generously loaned pants and shirt. And so I...
this is opening night, you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
opening night. Nice, nice. Opening night. There are 15 minutes left until I have to be out there.
Yeah, until you need pants.
Until I need pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go looking around. I move all the other clothes on the shelf, on the rack. I look on the other rack just to see if something's going on. I look all around backstage, where all my costumes are. Nothing. And so I go back to the rack. And I notice that my coat, should be hanging on a hanger. It's like a normal wireframe hanger with a reinforced bottom so that the pants can go over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the hanger it's on. That's not the hanger I put it on the night before.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So I begin getting suspicious and also let's use frustrated.
Irritable.
Frantic.
Frantic. Frantic is a good word.
Yeah.
So that, and eventually Miss Martin has to come backstage.
Can I cut in here for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was helping rip 50-50 tickets, and our lovely stage manager, Kaylee, runs up and she goes, "Miss Martin, Jack can't find his pants." And I'm like, "Well, what do you mean Jack can't find his pants?" And Jack can't find his pants. And I'm like, okay. And so we're like running backstage and I walk back and like people are just like hanging out in the dressing room. And I'm like, "Everybody, Jack can't find his pants. We need to be looking for the pants."
Yeah, yeah.
And then I see Jack and I'm like, "Jack, where are your pants?" And he's like, "I don't know."
Oh, it was a little louder than that.
Well, it was a lot louder.
More
than
of a
that.
Yell.
During this situation, I completely missed the opportunity for the joke of a lifetime. "Honey, where are my pants?"
No, he was just angry and bright red. And
yeah.
All right. Okay.
Also, not wearing any pants because he wanted to get half dressed.
Actually, no, I was wearing pants. I was wearing my khakis.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Miss Martin, I'll just go out on my khakis. And I was like, no, you need to find the pants.
I said, worst comes to worst, I can go out in my khakis. Anyways. So anyways, everyone gets in on the search. There's a whole search party, flashlights, search dogs, everything. And so Owen, one of the other dads, he's already in his tux. He walks up to the rack, which has like all of our tuxes and the jumpsuits and everything. And he pulls apart Owen, his and Jefferson's jumpsuits, and he's like, Jack, they're right here. So I take a walk of shame from backstage left back to where I was getting changed.
Yep.
And the audience is going to miss this because I have this great visual. So I put the pants on, and the audience is missing the visual, but... They're not closing. They don't fit. And so I look up, and this is like a scene straight out of a movie. I just look up and say, "These aren't my pants." They're like a full murder mystery plot twist.
Yep.
So, anyways, I look over to Jefferson. His pants look normal. I look over the right to my Owen, and there by his ankles, the pants are all bunched up.
Switcheroo.
Oh, Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you figured it out.
So we figured it out.
The pants were located. Act two started just fine.
I'd like to point out the next day I received a very nice text message from Jack apologizing for his behavior while he lost the pants. I know
what those moments feel like. You're backstage and you're like, I mean, and it's not, sometimes it's not. I mean, you had an extreme thing where you were about to go out with no pants, right? But like even anything, we've had things where just like something, you know, a microphone won't turn on or something like that. It's a freak out moment and it's hard to get your bearing again and stuff. So I totally get what it must have felt like at that moment and how not funny it probably seemed then and now how funny it probably seems. So that's great. What's a standout moment for you, Ms. Martin?
There's my standout moment is our vice principal, Ryan Zaborn, was in the show.
I didn't know, by the way. I showed up, and he's standing at the front desk, and I'm like, oh, you're just here on admin duty? He's like, something like that. Had no idea.
I was like, hey, you're going to be in the show. And he's like, no. And I was like, no, you are. You are. And he was like, okay. And then he did great.
He's wonderful. He's a good sport about all that stuff.
He really is. He was really great all week. But he would sit and watch the show. And then during act two, he would go and sit backstage. And he comes out one night and he goes, Caitlin, I feel a little intimidated to be back there. Because you were just talking about how, like, oh, they weren't talking backstage. There was no talking backstage. Mm-mm. Like, none.
Yeah.
It was, they lived in complete silence back there. Yeah, and, like, it was so focused.
They're professionals.
I mean, and it was incredible to watch. Because I've been a part of so many shows where, like, I was the one goofing around and talking backstage. Like, they fully were just like, no, I have to make it to this side of the stage. I have this costume change. How is this jumpsuit getting on? Where is my boa?
Yeah.
Like, all of these things.
Because there's so many details, right?
What's that? Where am I?
Yeah. Where are Jack's pants? And it was one of those moments I was like, I'm glad that they see this and like they're like, we're doing it and we're gonna work together as a team.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing is they were just a team.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, great stories. Great to hear a little bit about the behind the scenes and it looks so polished from up front. And you have to know that things happen along the way and everything. So it's just wonderful to kind of pull back the curtain on that a little bit. So I really want to thank all three of you for joining us, Ms. Martin, Anna, and Jack, to talk about Mamma Mia and just to congratulate you, you know, on your success for such a great run. And we want to kind of take, you know, just thank you for taking the time out of your day to come up and chat with us. We also want to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM for listening and streaming our podcast and on sites like Spotify and CastBox. Feel free to reach out to us at DeconicTV@Pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. And we hope you will join us again soon. And we will see you next time and up on Deconic. Up on Deconic has been a production of Deconic TV and podcast produced at the Deconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And this week featured Deconic Theater Director Ms. Martin, as well as Mamma Mia cast members Anna and Jack. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in May of 2023.